Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Right, look, let's get right down to it, because there is a lot of business going on here. I mean, there's a lot going on already, and now I want to get right into something else, if you don't mind. Kira is getting her diary ready. This has been quite a tradition, I would say, here on the show for the last number of years. Kira brings in her old diaries from when she was a young lady, trying to make sense of the world, trying to figure it all out, you know? And she brings it in for us, and I guess we get to have a wonderful retrospective on young Kira's formative life years, and it's nice. I like it. We go back in time, and sometimes we learn, we laugh, but it is always an experience, Kira, if you don't mind me saying, and it's always wonderful. And it takes, I would say, a certain level of bravery to do this.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
looking over this first one, it's called Hot Guy, and I'm like, oh my God, Kira, you're such a loser.
Who doesn't like poem about hot guys?
Yeah, well, you know? Wait till you hear it, though.
Well, I'm dying to hear it. So here's what we're going to do. Kira has her old diaries. I'm going to get the melodramatic, nostalgic music.
Also tonight, there's two Spice Girls-themed poems that I came across. And I'm obviously very hurt that Jerry Halliwell has left the Spice Girls. I think she left the Spice Girls in like 98 or something.
Was she the first to go?
End of 97.
I believe she was.
98. And I'm, okay. So it's a really weird, it's called Lament for the Spice Girls.
All right, well, these all sound wonderful.
And then you love my I'll Tell You What I Want, What I Really, Really Want poems.
Oh, I have no doubt I will.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know. I don't know. But here's what we'll do. I'll get the music. Kira, I will turn off my mic.
You know,
I will turn it over to you. Yes.
Chris, the more we do Kira's Diaries, the more embarrassed I'm getting.
It was the 31st of May, 1998.
There you go.
Wow, look at JJ. Right in there. He didn't look that up. He's just a huge Spice Girls fan.
he
just knew that off the top of his head.
Spice,
yeah.
Wow.
Who's your favourite Spice Girl? Oh yeah, okay. Fair enough. Who would your favourite Spice Girl be, here?
I always wanted to be Posh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, look. Yeah, I tell you. How did that go? Being Posh? Work out? No?
I haven't met a David Beckham yet.
Well,
sure, I don't have my own kind of clothesline.
Well, you will. It'll all happen. I'm telling you. What do you need any of that for?
I wasn't in the London Olympics 2012. You know, Chris,
it's just distracting from your goal here. Just to be on here with me, Kira. I mean, that would all be just a distraction. All right, look, let's get right into it. Let me get you your music, and whenever you're ready, Kira.
Okay, so this is really embarrassing. It's called Hot Guy.
Oh, good.
Wow, do I sound like a needy teenage girl.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's called Hot Guy.
Okay.
Hot guy standing there with your six-pack of cans, drinking them back like a man,
yeah.
Guzzling that beer without any fear at a party on the pier. Hot guy, I wish that you would talk to me, and this is what I would say. I love the way you wear your jeans loose and your Converse that way.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Hot guy, my name is Kira. Notice me, please. I'm standing here unnoticed. Put me at ease. Hot guy, I'll be the best shift you've ever had. I promise, once you kiss me, you'll be seriously glad. Hot guy, I want to kiss your lips and run my fingers through your frosted tips. Then cup your face and bring it close to me. Tongues moving in ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
Hot guy, I'm walking away now. I'm on my own. I've no way of contacting you. My parents won't allow me a mobile phone. Hot guy, will I ever see you again? Goodbye, hot guy. Goodbye.
Wow.
The end.
That sounds like the most needy, generic wank of a romance novel I've ever heard.
Oh,
that's
God. Terrible. You know, a lot of my teenage years was filled with stuff like that.
Sometimes I enjoy these, but that was rubbish. And screw you, Anna. I'm not giving you any praise for that one. That was desperate. Usually,
I don't know.
Kira's
I like the way I worked frosted tips. Hot guy, I want to kiss your lips and run my fingers through your frosted tips. Come on, Chris. There was a period as teenagers where every teenage guy had
blonde bleach at the top
of their hair.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
So
well,
I'm proud of that line. I'm not proud of how needy I sound.
No, you sound a little deranged, all right? Like, if I was the hot guy that was
seriously,
about...
kiss me. Like, kiss me.
I'd be like... I'd be like, no way am I going near you, one. That is weird. Yeah. I do like... on a serious note, I like how one of the last words rhymes with the end.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was very clever. I enjoyed that. Well, Kira, you're off to a bad start, I'm going to be honest. So the only way is up. What's this next one called?
Okay, this one is called Lament for the Spice Girls. And it was written when Jerry Halliwell announced that she was leaving the Spice Girls.
Well, of course. Who didn't that affect in life? I mean, that affected us all. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Ginger Spice has left you. Sorry, just Jerry has left you high and dry.
Oh.
You've continued as a foursome and have just released Goodbye. How could you go and do this? I'm like your biggest fan. Where is the female friendship now, girls? Was it all just a flash in the pan? You taught me about platform shoes and leopard print brassieres. You taught me that I don't need a boyfriend to smile from ear to ear. But most importantly, you taught me about girl power. And I even have Spice Girls body wash that I use in the shower.
Yeah.
I long to be posh or scary or baby. I just don't want to be me. Actually, that's a lie. And I'll tell you now, I never want to be Melanie C. She is too sporty and wears bad clothes. And I never understand what she's trying to say. And I bet you that she'll be the one in the band who'll eventually come out as gay.
Wow.
And Ginger Spice, well, she was loud and not very classy, especially on TV. Because when she wore that Union Jack dress, you could almost see her gi.
Yeah.
How can I hear Wannabe, To Become One, or Spice Up Your Life? To listen on my Discman now will be like stabbing my heart with a knife. So, to those five feisty ladies, you're all beautiful, funny, and clever. You'll always hold a special place in my heart. Viva forever.
Oh, that was nicely done, Q. That was beautiful. JJ's clapping outside.
He's crying. He's crying. He's remembering how tough it was when Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls.
Yeah, it's the idea of seeing geese has just made him start crying. What it is. Alright, can we get one more?
No, you're going to love this, Chris.
I liked that one. No, for real. I did. I enjoyed that one.
This is a I'll tell you what I want poem. This was always when teenage Kira was feeling at her, you know, feminist and, you know,
empowered. Socially conscious.
Sure. I think that's the word. Because what I used to do, and I have hundreds of these, okay, is I used to take the first couple of lines out of the Spice Girls Wannabe.
Sure.
And then add something that I wanted at the end.
So, like, I'll tell you what I want.
Yeah.
Global peace.
Yeah, kind of. Okay, you ready?
Okay, all right then. yes.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. An end to famine and people dying of AIDS in Africa.
Is that the end?
That's it.
Wow. That was terrible. Do you think you were writing these ironically?
Nope.
So do you think...
I combined my two favourite things, you know what I mean, at the time. The Spice Girls, obviously. Yeah. I loved the song Wannabe, okay?
Sure.
And I just thought it'd be a clever way to be like, you know, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. And then add some, like, really, you know, important social issue at the end.
The nice contrast to the song. But, like, do you...
Chris, I've written hundreds of these.
So do you think
they
that
range
then...
from, like, you know, I don't know. I think I read one before on the show and it was like, equal rights for women at the end of it. So,
do you think though that Kira thought she was making a difference?
I think so, Chris.
That?
I've written hundreds of them.
So, like, did
seriously,
you think-
it's kind of easy to take the first verse of the Spice Girls Wannabe. I'll tell you what I want. I've got written everything from. I'll tell you what I want. Really, really, really want to, like, a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Or to lose my virginity.
No, but that's funny. But then when you write like equal rights and all that, I mean, do you think
sure,
young
equal
Kira?
Equal rights for women, Chris. What?
No. But as in, do you think young Kira was there? Equal rights for women. There.
Yeah. No, I was, Chris. I was.
There we go. I'm changing the world. God, you were insufferable as a teenager. No.
Hey.
Oh my God.
I like to think that my heart is in the right place.
Ah, well.
I was insufferable as a teenager.
Yeah.
Can imagine what you were like.
Oh, I'm still insufferable. Like, I haven't really grown up at all. At least you've grown up and matured into a wonderful lady. I'm just terrible as it is. But, hey. Zoe really likes those on Twitter. Also, Orla saying she really enjoyed it. Richie as well saying, Diary Time, bring it. Well, look, I know Richie, Kira, is a big fan of your diaries. And I think the reason is because he had a similar childhood growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think he really identifies with teenage girl Kira in a lot of ways.
Crown
but look,
hi, I'm Kira. Please notice me, hot guy. Wow, the first one was something.
No, it wasn't, Crown. No, the first one was rubbish. In fairness.
You know, somebody says, oh, Kira, forget Chris. He knows nothing. I think they were both fan bloody tasks.
Were they? I don't know if they were. All right. Chris and Kira on 2FM.